My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, are the scammers afraid of Davin? And Chiz Sock and Sloppy the Towel drop in. So listen and enjoy.
They don't know that I know that every time we've been together, lines have been fed. Phone calls, video chats, we've had stuff.
Yes.
They don't know that I know that.
Yeah.
But I would think they would drag their feet more on the video chat
than not.
On the Facebook.
I know.
It just seems odd.
Why is Facebook the thing?
Well, you might have brought it up, Joe. Maybe I know too much. Or you know what? Maybe she does like me, but I'm going to screw up other things for the syndicate. If I get to...
Or maybe they told her that you are not to have him on your Facebook page.
He's too dangerous. They might not want me to... They might not want her to talk to me anymore. We've talked about that, too. With the FBI, last time, we thought maybe that's why we got a substitute. They had to bring in somebody with more experience but less experience with me.
Yeah.
Right. That would take the question. You know, that would take the questions and softball them.
That could stand up to my interrogation.
Instead of take the... because basically they're running on ignorance. They don't know the backstory. You're asking questions.
Another great slogan for the show.
You're running on
running on ignorance.
When they're not on auto suck, they're running on ignorance.
Running on ignorance.
That's great. So true.
There's a lot of shows like that on the air, though. I don't know how we differentiate. No.
We admit it.
I think this whole network's dedicated to that.
Yes.
But if, you know, like if somebody puts you in a situation where you don't know the backstory, how the hell are you going to screw up and tell the truth if you don't know what it is?
Well, the part of it is
true.
You know? But a lot of this stuff is so by the book, so scripted, because they do have scripts.
Yeah.
They think, oh, I could just step right into this. What's one day? What harm could I do?
Yeah, and that person backpedaled their way out of that. No. Can't deal with this one.
But from where they're sitting... If that's what happened, if what we're saying happens, like, whew, pulled it off.
Mm. Yeah, maybe.
You know, they don't, I have not given any indication.
That you were aware of any change in tone.
Exactly.
Yeah. Lisa's figuring that the promise of a bigger payday is luring them to continue dealing with you.
Well, remember, right now I'm broke, and the only way I'm going to get money is by working with the FBI.
Yeah.
Quite the conundrum they're in.
And Dan is losing focus, and he thinks that there should be naked Davin Den video chat.
Who said there isn't?
No. Yeah, no.
Who said there isn't, Dan? I never said there isn't. Just because I don't let you people watch it. Maybe Melinda and I are much closer than I've let on. It's only a show.
You've been spending a lot of time with your computer and just your computer.
It's a long-distance load.
Wow.
This long-distance dedication goes all the way to Ghana. Thank God! I needed a break!
Oh, there they are!
I was just going to say,
hiya, buddies.
There's a sock for that.
Sock. I'm a one-cock type of sock. With the outside of the drawer.
My favorite time when our pals show up. Hi, boys!
They were here earlier, Joe. You just weren't yet.
Yeah, they were here.
Pip was talking to it and everything.
We had a little conversation.
I'm sure I was the butt of it, yes.
He said butt.
All right, so we think we're back on track with Belinda.
Yeah, you know, but I'm still really confused, like Joe said, about how come the video chat seems to be the thing they're leaning towards, but they won't put you on the friggin' Facebook page. Because you know what? Wait, I just answered my own question in my own head, but I will share with you.
Thanks for telling us how the process works. We're really revealing everything today.
No, keep it inside, and we're going to telepathically think.
Hold on a second.
She suggested that earlier, Joe.
Yes, that's true.
See?
Hey, get me out of her mouth! Hey, that's a big mouth. It's a job for me.
Well, you don't learn. I take it another sip.
Oh,
sorry, Joe. Once in a while, we'll be funny.
Yeah.
There's plenty of other radio shows that aren't.
Oh, slop towel, as we all learned last night, I need you right on my chest.
We attacked those things. There was avocados on them titties.
Slop towel just said, yum, 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 yum. And it wasn't the avocado.
We're going to need a bigger towel.
Get that beach towel out of here. Don't have that big, damn it.
If there was a beach towel, it would talk like David Lee Roth. I'm the beach towel.
Bows and bows to slop. Diddy slop. Diddy slop.
I'm always on the sunny side of the beach.
I can't get no detergent. Spill it on me.
That's why I'm the beach towel. Hot chicks, suntan lotion, and Budweiser spilled all over me. Bowdy, bowdy, bop, titty bop.
Titty bop, titty bop.
Titty bop.
Titty bop.
That's what I thought he
said. Titty.
Oh, my God. Lisa wants to know, is that sock available for Android phones? It's an app. It's a sock.
What?
Is a sock available for Android phones?
I don't get it. You get it, Joe?
If we can,
it's a sock app.
A sock app.
A sock app.
Yeah. An app for the sock, but no, it would not be.
Oh, like Siri?
I guess.
We could probably develop one.
Oh, my God.
I know peoples. We could do that. We won't, but we could.
That's pretty scary.
Actually, I can't, but people I know could.
Oh
no, you're
God.
A dumbass. I point
and he talked to his hand.
Well, I've been told to talk to the handle many a time.
Yes. Trucker Tom says something. Well, flashback to January 2nd, almost den. Davin did say he was going to be contacting someone while in that hotel room.
What?
What is he talking about?
I know. I know what he...
Man knows the show better than us.
I know, the really archivist.
Well, you know, because there's always things in the work. I did have my equipment with me in case phone calls had to be made. Joe's been with me before when the equipment travels.
Oh, wait. There was... I think he's talking back about...
When Tom and I did the show together.
Okay.
I had all my equipment with me because I knew phone calls might be made.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Right.
I come prepared. Road trips because we don't like when they call the house. Some members of the household frown upon that.
Some female members of the house.
They call the
some
hotel
adult female members.
Who the hell is it?
Where is fake Davin? It's only 5 a.m.
I'm not fake Davin. I'm real.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Real to them.
To them.
Well, I think we got Belinda back on course.
I think so.
I think we could definitely see a difference between the writers.
Definitely
yeah.
Difference between the and we want to see where the Facebook, him getting on the real Facebook.
Oh, that's driving me nuts.
Well, you'll have to tune in next week.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.